Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Wall Street's downturn is having a direct economic impact on the city of New York. Greg David at the city.nyc is looking into this and joins us right now.
Greg, thanks for your time as always. Wall Street firm losses probably impact tax revenue for the city.
And they impact the whole state of the economy. So on tax revenue, Wall Street accounts for 20% of all New York state tax revenue. Obviously, that's going to decline. It accounts for about 9% of city tax revenue, so there will be a hit there. You know, the way it works is already Wall Street quarterly profits have fallen by about 50%. Goldman Sachs has begun some layoffs. Many more are expected. And that's because not only has the market declined, but because of the market decline, lucrative areas like initial public offerings, mergers, and acquisitions have slowed dramatically. And there's one other report that really needs to be taken into account for the city and state tax revenues. The New York State is more reliant on capital gains than any other state, and those are the profits you have when you sell a stock or a bond or a house even. So people don't sell when the markets are down this much, and that's going to be another big impact into tax revenue.
Yep, good to keep in mind. And then there's pensions, Greg. What about city and state pensions? How are they impacted?
Well, they're impacted directly. As a matter of fact, the market declines as of June 30th required the city to set aside another $6 billion in pension payments for the rest of Eric Adams' first term. The state's also announced higher pension contributions for people who pay into the state pension funds. And of course, further market declines means that next June 30th, there'll have to be another jump in what we're putting aside. That's a big reason why Mayor Adams' rhetoric has changed from, you know, we're in good shape, the deficits that are looming aren't so big, to, oh my God, we have to prepare for huge budget deficits. And that's why he ordered all the city agencies to find ways to cut their budget by 3%.
There's also the ripple effect, too, when you have layoffs on Wall Street that can impact other businesses.
Absolutely. Every dollar on Wall Street multiplies throughout the city by about two more dollars. It's the biggest impact we have. So it's a matter to be worried about. And there's one other area of the economy I'm worried about. Like Wall Street, tech powered its way through the pandemic in New York. Record amounts of venture capital, record amounts of hiring and investment. But a week doesn't go by when we don't hear of a New York tech company with layoffs. It's hard to track those layoffs monthly, but in a few weeks, I think we're going to get a good picture as to whether the tech sector has lost some of its sizzle as well.
Well, you're a regular Mr. Sunshine this morning, Greg.
Yeah, I've been a Debbie Downer for a while, right? I just think that the numbers say, you know, the New York City economy has not recovered from the pandemic recession. It's one of the weakest metro areas in the country, and a recession in the near future would not be good for us.
Yeah, it's our turn, that's for sure. Greg David, you can read him always at thecity.nyc. Greg, thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.